May the grace and the peace of God be with you all. Be thou exalted, be thou magnified. Abba Father, have your way. Speak to us, heal us, deliver us. Bless us through your way. Let us know you. I thank you that our souls will be saved. In the anointed name I have prayed. Amen. You are all welcome again to this morning cool of the day daily devotion. And today happens to be the 8th episode of the Walking Voice. It's a year of the Walking Voice. And by the special grace of the Most High, we are now dealing with the principles of Eden. Part 6. We saw the part 5 yesterday, and we saw how the Lord and Savior learned obedience through suffering. Hebrews chapter number 5 and verse 8. We also saw that obedience really starts when you know Him. Knowing Him is knowing His will, and that will bring fear. You can't obey anything you don't fear. So that reverential fear is what causes people to obey the Father. We also saw that it is a product of love. You can't obey a thing you don't love. If you love me, obey my commandments. We saw that obedience is also possible if you live in Him. You can't live outside of Yahusha and obey Him. You have to be found in Him in order to obey Him. All what you need pertaining to life and godliness is in Him. He has given you all that you need. We also saw that you can't walk in obedience without humility. And lastly, we saw that obedience is not just only about the written word, but also about what the Spirit tells you. Many have walked in disobedience because they have not yielded to the Spirit in full. They don't go to where the Spirit tells them to go. They see obedience as just based on the written word. The Spirit will prompt you to pray. The Spirit will prompt you to give. The Spirit will prompt you to do evangelism. The Spirit can ask you to sit down here. The Spirit can tell you to walk. The Spirit, if you don't respond, if you don't yield, if you don't obey the voice of the Spirit, you are living in disobedience. People of the way, today we are going to add up and look at something in Acts chapter number 5, the verse 32. Acts chapter number 5, the verse 32. The Acts of the Apostles. Anytime we read of the book of Acts, we should remind you of the life they lead so that you can live accordingly. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to them that obey him. You see that? The Holy Spirit is not for those who disobey. He said he has given the Spirit to them that obey him. You see, anyone, anytime you see a man, a woman, who is walking in disobedience, yes, claim of having the Holy Spirit is a problem. There is a question mark. It is very suspicious. The Bible says, and we are his witness of these things, and so also the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whom Yahweh has given to them that obey him. Acts 5:32. The Spirit is given to those who obey him. A vessel that is not obedient cannot claim of having the Holy Ghost. You can't have the Spirit without obedience. If you don't obey him, you have no Holy Spirit. It is very important. Precious people of God, do not be deceived. Do not let anyone deceive you. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Most High, the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey him. Nothing more, nothing less. So if you want to know whether you have the Holy Spirit or another spirit, check the life you are living. Is it a life of obedience? Are you walking in obedience? Are you living according to the will of the Father? Hallelujah. You see, there are people in this generation who claim of having the Holy Spirit, but they are living in disobedience. They are walking in disobedience. The Spirit of the Lord cannot possess a disobedient vessel. No matter how well you speak in tongues, the giftings you display and manifest, without obedience, it is not the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit actually is the Spirit of Christ. And Christ obeyed. So you can possess the Spirit of him who obeyed even unto death, and you are not walking in obedience. Whoever is walking with Yahweh, walking with Yah, walking with the Most High, is walking in obedience. I speak in tongues, I manifest in gifts, but I don't obey. I don't walk in obedience. I don't yield to the voice of the Spirit. I have walked outside the will of the Father. There is a problem. That cannot be the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord does not make one a rebel. The Spirit of the Lord does not cause one to walk outside the will of the Father. The Spirit of the Lord will not cause you to disobey his voice, disobey his word. No. Because in John 14, I think verse 26, in John 14, verse 26 there, the Bible is clear that the Spirit teaches. He teaches us all things. So the end result of knowledge of or teachings is what? Is change, obeying it. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. What is the essence of the Lord speaking and teaching them? It's for them to obey. It's for them to walk accordingly. But guess what? The Spirit comes to teach us those things. So it cannot be said that someone is, you know, being taught by the Spirit, having the gift of the Spirit, speaks in tongues and is in a rebellious state, is not walking in obedience. No, because Acts 5:32, as we read, the Spirit is given to those who obey him. So he teaches you to obey him. He teaches you his word so that you can walk accordingly. We are not just listeners of his word. We are doers. So you act on the word. You do what you have heard and you have been taught. So how can the Spirit possess you, claim of having the Holy Ghost, and you are not walking in obedience? The Spirit of God possess you, come upon you, live in you, for you to remain in Christ. Remaining in Christ is remaining in the way, is staying in the way, is staying in the will. Hallelujah. Romans 5, verse 5. Romans 5, the verse 5. Romans 5, the verse 5. Let's look at something there. The letter to the Romans, chapter number 5, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You know one thing that the Spirit gives to us? The love of God. When the Spirit possesses you, you have been possessed with the love of the Father. And remember, you can't obey him if you don't love him. He said, if you love me, obey my commandments. The sign of love in you is, you know, you obey him without a force, without being forced. It comes out willingly from your heart. You see, the root of obedience is the love in our hearts. It's our heart. And then that new heart is Christ, which is you. Your real you in the new you is the heart, which is Christ. So when the Spirit comes, he now brings the love of God into your heart, in your heart. And that triggers obedience. That sponsors obedience. You see, what sponsors obedience is love. Anytime you try to obey him without love, it will render you a religious man. You will be a hypocrite. You see, we obey him because we love him, and it's from our heart. And the Bible says in Romans 5:5, that hope maketh us not to be ashamed. What we hope for. Okay? Because, why? Because the love of Yahuwah, the love of Yah, is shed abroad in our hearts. By who? By the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. If you claim loving Yahweh without the Holy Spirit, it's a lie. It's a fake love. You can't love him without him. You can't love Yahweh without his Spirit. You can't love God without God. You can't love Yahusha HaMashiach without him. It is not possible. See, he gave you himself to love him. So the coming of the Spirit is the coming of love in our hearts. That is why when you feel love on the outside, okay, and that love does not live in you, in your heart, you will struggle to obey him. Struggle, you see, your struggle with your walk with the Lord is when there is no love in your heart. The Lord and Savior, Yahusha HaMashiach, the Son of the Living God, obeyed his Father, obeyed the Father even to the point of death. Why? Because he loved him. If you want to, you know, part ways with spirit of rebellion, possess the Spirit, have the Spirit. If you have the Spirit, if the Spirit lives in you, love has come. And when love is there, you obey him. You will not be forced. Your pastor will not force you. Your boss will not force you to live right. You will obey him from your heart. And that is true obedience. Obedience from the outside, sponsored by that which is on the outside, is not obedience. It must have its root from your heart. That's why you don't have to grieve the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit leaves you, love has left you. And that is God, because God is love. Let's look at, you see, so in Ephesians 4 verse, I think 30. So, Ephesians 4 verse 30 or 36. Ephesians chapter number 4. Verse 30 or 36. Let's look at verse 30 rather. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. When you grieve the Spirit, you are opening up your grave that will not help you to come, you know, rise up again. There is no hope. There is a grave that there is no hope. You don't grieve the Spirit. When you grieve the Spirit, you are hindering your walk with the Lord. If you are struggling to obey him, check the Spirit you are possessed with. If you are possessed with the spirit of this world, you walk according to the patterns of the world. And that is an act of disobedience. If you are possessed with the Holy Spirit, you will love him and you will walk. So you will not grieve the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 19. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, the verse 19. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 19. Let's look at something there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Kalabahasus. Quench not the Spirit. I'll find time how people give the Spirit, how people quench the Spirit, how people provoke the Spirit. how people lose the Holy Spirit. When I start with the steps of obedience and levels of obedience. Hallelujah. Let us go to Ezekiel 2 verse 2. Ezekiel 2 verse 2. Ezekiel 2. Let's look at what the prophet also. What is written in the book of Ezekiel chapter number 2. The verse 2. Many want to be on their feet. And the Spirit entered me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. Even for you to hear him, you have to have him. For you to be on your feet, that is to stand. For you to stand in this generation, for you to really stand for truth, stand for righteousness, stand for the life of obedience, the Spirit, you need the Holy Spirit. That is why he said, I will have to go and I will not leave you like orphans. Orphans have no help. Orphans are always sad. Orphans are treated anyhow. In fact, an orphan spirit is anti-son spirit. We have spirit of sonship and spirit of, you know, an orphan. When you are possessed with the spirit of orphan, the orphan spirit, it means that you don't have the Holy Ghost. You can't obey. Where is your father to obey? It is the spirit that helps you to say, Abba, Father. It is the spirit that maketh you to call him Abba Father. You see him as a father. So without the Holy Spirit, you are an orphan. An orphan spirit cannot please. You see, you only please, you know, the father of all lies. Liars, you know, that is the devil. So the orphan spirit is a serious spirit. It has possessed many in this generation. That has caused many to be disloyal, unfaithful. They don't feel the love because the love is not in them. It's the spirit that brings the love, and they don't have the spirit. So they have no love. They are orphans. They have no help. So for you to stand on your feet, for you to stand in this generation, this end of time, you need the Holy Ghost. Father, help me to stand. Help me to stand. What he will do is he will give you the spirit. It's dangerous to live in this world without the Holy Spirit. It's dangerous. So the spirit entered him and spoke unto him and set him upon his feet. Many are down today. Many are down. They are falling flat because they have no Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about just speaking in tongues. You need to have the spirit of the Lord. That is when, you know, obedience starts. Let's read our last scripture for the day. Acts 16 verse 6. Acts 16 verse 6. So don't forget Ezekiel 2, 2. The spirit entered him and he was able to stand on his feet. If you see kingdom giants, those who are standing in this end of time, their secret is the possession of the Holy Spirit. Of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 16, verse 6, the Bible says, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. I'm ending with this. You see, when you have the Holy Spirit, he teaches you. When you have the Holy Spirit, you know, he helps you to stand on your feet. When you have the Holy Spirit, he helps you when it comes to, you know, loving him, so you obey him. When you have the Holy Spirit, he forbids you from certain things. He does not only stop you from doing bad things, he also stops you from doing good thing at the wrong time. He will hinder you.
He will hinder you. You see, anytime you want to do something and you do them feeling nothing stops you, it is a sign that the Spirit of God is for you. I'm telling you the truth. There are times the Holy Ghost will forbid you. Look, preaching is good. To preach the word is good. To preach the word in Asia is good. But the Spirit hindered. The Spirit hindered him. Wow. Somebody say, how is this possible? So sometimes we think that the Spirit only stops us from, you know, okay, well, if I'm going to fornicate, the Spirit stops me. If I'm going to, you know, fight, the Spirit stops me. But there are times you want to do a good thing, but it is a wrong time. Good thing at a wrong time is ungodly to Yahuwah. Because things must be done in His time. It is only His time which is right time, not your time. No matter how you see the time as a good time, the right time, no. He does things in His time, not your time. So if you are walking with Him and walking according to His, so you know, His will, you have to do them in His time. You know, he handles eternity. He handles, you know, we have the time of men and the time of Yahweh. He is in charge of that. So sometimes you want to even do good and the Spirit will hinder you because it is your time. That is of the flesh. Sometimes you want to act in a good way, you know, but the Spirit will hinder you. The Spirit will stop you. Sometimes you want to even say good things, utter good things, and the Spirit will stop you because it is not His time. See? So, you see, yes, sometimes you want to help someone financially and the Spirit will hinder you. And sometimes we see that, oh, well, then this cannot be a Spirit of God. The Spirit stopping you from doing good. The Spirit stopped. Look, the Spirit hindered Paul from preaching the word. The word. He comes to reveal all truth. And the Spirit stopped him, hindered him, forbidden him. If I told him not to, then what? Don't preach him. It was not his time. Sometimes you want to go to a good place and the Spirit can hinder you. You may not understand, but that is how the Spirit works. You see, when you always have your way, when you plan things, there is a problem. The Spirit is not there. You can't have your way all times, even if it is good things you want to do. No. The Spirit will hinder you. Sometimes you book an appointment, you set a time to be with people, you promise them, and the Spirit will hinder you. Don't go. The Spirit will hinder you. That is when you know that is the plan of man. Many are the plans of men, but it is only the plans, the purpose of Yahuwah that will stand. I'm ending. If you really want to walk in obedience, have the Holy Spirit. And many people don't know the character of the Spirit because they don't know Yahuwah. We will find time, you know, the steps to obedience, the 7 steps. And the dimensions of obedience, that is where beloved level will come in. You know, adoption, you know, begotten them beloved. We will know obedience to me. What people are doing in this generation is a fake one. It's no obedience. And sometimes they say, well, I've obeyed Yahuwah, I've done everything. You know, I plan to do this and I've been able to do them. But maybe they have disobeyed him because the Spirit hindered them. They did not notice that. They did not notice that. So at the end of the day, we stand before the judgment seat. And then he tells us that we did not do his will. You see, those who don't do his way, they are workers of iniquities. And those people have walked in disobedience. That is the simple truth. Workers of iniquities cannot do the will of the Father. So he said, I will say to them, depart from me, you worker of iniquities, you that did not do the will of the Father. It means that they disobeyed him. They did not walk according to his will. They are workers of iniquities and they perish. May it never be our portion. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will have his way in our lives. May we receive the Spirit that we can call him Abba Father. In the name which is above every other name. Any foul spirit which has taken the place of the Holy Ghost, any familiar spirits that has taken the place of the Holy Spirit, we cast them out. We cast them out in the name of the resurrected Christ, the Son of the living God. We bind you and we cast you out. And we open ourselves up for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit from above, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of righteousness, in the mighty name of Yahusha. Thank you, Abba Father. In Yahusha's name, amen. Thank you so much. Today we were late 2 minutes because of network. Thank you so much for the patience. Please, it will be published on all the podcast platforms. Make sure you listen to them if you joined late. And make sure that you download and share with friends and family. Today, 6 o'clock, we will have our live service. Please make sure you don't miss them. And our message for today, which is the 52 days, will be posted on my page. Facebook has limited me when it comes to the feed. So when I post, if you don't go to my page, you will not see them in your feed. I don't know why they are doing that. So you can check up my page every now and then to get them, and then also band. May the Lord bless all of you. Take care of yourself. Know that Yahusha is coming soon. And live for him and make sure you don't quench the Spirit. Bye-bye.